So let's sit together for a few minutes. Keep your eyes closed. Try to stay awake. Focus on your breath at the tip of your nostrils, just above your upper lip. Or if you have difficulty noticing the breath there, you can go to your belly and just watch the arising and ceasing of your belly. And just keep watching that. Let everything else fall away from you. All your yesterdays and tomorrows. This moment is good enough. It's full enough. It's true. Complete exactly as it is. And the next moment. We're not waiting for anything. We are just watching, observing. Completely at ease and present. And ready to let go our thoughts again and again. Until the mind rests and settles into the present moment on its own, without struggling. It will struggle because that's how we've trained it. That's how we've been trained to rush, to move, to act, to achieve. And now we're stopping and we're learning how to stop so that we can be, so that we can just learn to breathe without adding any story onto the breath. Learn to be present and to accept the present exactly as it is, without changing it, adding to it, subtracting from it. Even if there's pain, a painful thought, or a painful feeling in the body, whatever is coming up for us, we just sit with it and get to know it. Feel it, taste it, be aware, pay full attention. Do not let the mind stray into any opinions about the present moment. Keep saying no to thoughts. Keep pressing the off button whenever a thought pops into the mind. Know that as a trap. It's like a little door that's got suffering written on it. Do not open it. It might be a really interesting thought. Never mind. No need to go there. Because it will catapult us out of this peace that is here at our fingertips. If we can only allow ourselves to be present for it. Relax into the moment. Just feel the joy of being here. Feel the softness of the breath. Feel the regularity. Feel the breath rising and falling, entering and leaving the body. What a miraculous process. breath by breath, moment by moment. This is how we garden in the mind. Not the thinking mind, but the heart mind that feels and knows and can be at one with all things in the truest sense. Hearing a sound is just hearing without thought. Feeling a sensation, pleasant or painful, we let it go and return to pure presence. Feeling the heat, feeling the coolness, feeling the heart beating. Letting our awareness expand over the entire body. It's like a fluid energy holding our experience of this moment in its entirety. Feel any tightness in your body, allow it to ease and come back to the breath. If thoughts keep distracting you, bring your attention to the feeling or the sensation of sitting in the chair. Feel the pressure of your body in the seated posture. Moment by precious moment, just to be here is enough. We need do nothing except be aware. Allow the mind to know our experience exactly as it is. If you're having any visual imagery, just know it and let it go. Don't attach to anything. Otherwise, we turn it into thoughts, wanting. And instead of the equanimous witness, we get carried away into time, into holding on instead of letting go. And that gives way to the weeds. Stay fully present. Don't fall prey to habit. Consciously stop the mind, saying no to the old patterns of running after what we want and what we think and what we believe will give us the happiness we yearn for. Stay present. staying present is stopping, going beyond wanting, going between thought into the vast empty space of our own hearts. Let go and just be here, be now, be aware, be present. To be present is to be the present. Just the being is the gift. It is a present to ourselves. In the generosity of this stillness, that is a blessing for each other. Mysterious and simple as it is, for our own health and well-being, for our own peace, for peace in this world. If you're feeling sleepy, come back to the body. You can do the body scan, noticing your posture, the sitting posture, feeling the top of your head, and scanning slowly down the surface of your body, inch by inch. From the top center of your head to your forehead, down the hairline to the left and right, to your center forehead, to the left ear, allowing the mind to rest at each point, then to your right ear, your cheeks, down your nose, to your upper lip, lower lip, and then feeling both lips, to your chin, your neck, feel your shoulders, right arm, right palm, left arm, left palm, back up to the shoulders. Land on your right shoulder. Come across the top to the front of your neck, then to your left shoulder, allowing your mind to land at each point. Continue to do this. Polishing your awareness moment by moment. Stay fully present. Once your mind feels settled again, Come back to the breath at the tip of your nostrils or at your belly, whichever is more predominant, more doable. But don't switch around a lot. Stay with one method of practice. Stay with it. Persevere. See how wild the mind is. Observing it is already a step away from its wildness, because you're knowing the mind as the mind and the body as the body, and they are different. They're not the same. Once we know that, that's a big advantage for gaining some mastery over this restless, neurotic mind. And there is great potential to gain mastery over it. But we must work hard and develop the path slowly. Great things can only be accomplished in the right time and with the right effort. In the next moment, I will ring the bell. When you hear the bell, listen. If thoughts rush in, know them as thought and let them go. If you feel happy, feel the happiness. Know the feeling of gladness. And review a little bit in your mind what you have learned, how well you have been able to be present, or how often you were lost in thought. Just know that.